You're going to be different in this world.
Amen.
You're going to be made fun of.
Amen.
You're going to be mocked at.
Yep.
Amen. Come on. Jesus said they hated him. He said they're going to hate you.
Right.
You
right.
think
right.
you're better than him? Woo. They made fun of the master.
Yeah.
Amen. Then Jesus said this church. Amen. This church hadn't denied the faith. Oh, they'd been called upon to hold the faith. They hadn't been, amen, persecuted. Great God. They had been rather persecuted almost beyond endurance. But they hadn't denied the faith. You know, when you're persecuted, a lot of times you'll give up. Oh yeah, they take prisoners of war and they take a brother Daniel and they persecute him, they beat him, they starve him, they do all kinds of things to get them, amen, to surrender, maybe to snitch on some kind of secret. Great God, they use persecution as a weapon of surrender. Come on. Oh, but not a true child of God. Oh no. They persecuted this church down in Pergamos. The Pergamos Christians were probably subjected, amen, to horrible persecutions. But they refused to deny their faith. Hey, come on. In the one who was the way, the truth, and the life. However, in this persecution, they lost their pastor, and his name was Antipas. Come on. Amen. His Antipas was probably not his name. It was probably a name that was given him from his enemy. Because you know what Antipas means? Listen to this. His name means against all. Hallelujah. His enemies were so mad. Hey God. It bothered them so much that he was against everything that this cultish. Amen. Great God. This cult that come out of Babylon. He was so against them. And everything that they did, it reminds me of Stephen when he preached against their sin. This cult persecuted Antipas and gave him the name. He's against everything. Come on. Hey. And they murdered and they killed the pastor of the church of Pergamos and called his name Antipas, against everything. Lord, give us a man of God. Lord, give us a church that'll stand against the sin of this day.
That's right.
You're right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Woo.
Thank
come on,
you,
Lord.
I got to move on here.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of faith in the church, but there was also now we got to turn tides and look at the failings that was in the church.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
After commending the church, Jesus tells a few things that he had against it. He mentioned two false doctrines in the church,
right,
which he hated. He didn't say that all of the people were guilty, maybe just a few. But a few, if you don't watch, is enough to cause a lot of trouble. First, he said that some of them held the doctrine of Balaam. What is the doctrine of Balaam? Well, we must go all the way back to the Old Testament. The children of Israel were on the way to the promised land, and King Balak wanted to stop them. He offered Balaam, amen, he offered Balaam, great God, a prophet, a huge sum of money to curse Israel. And when Balaam tried to curse Israel, God would not permit it. Instead, he put a blessing in his mouth for Israel. But Balaam did not want to lose that money, so he did something else. He enticed some of the men of Israel to go to the heathen temples and defile themselves with the maids who stayed there. Amen. Indulging, great God, in horrible sexual acts. Amen. Now this idolatry and fornication brought the curse of God upon Israel. Amen. Oh yes. Amen. He will never let us fall. Great God. So, amen. So we can live as we please. And they joined themselves to the world in fornication, in idolatry, in engaging, amen, in wicked, sinful acts. Hey, God, in eating things sacrificed unto idols. The essence of Balaamism is worldliness. Oh, the church is in great danger today, joining up with the world. Satan first tried to destroy the power And he first tried to get the power out of the church. But they were so strong. Antipas was willing to die for what he believed in. Amen. So Satan said, I can't do nothing with him. So the second way that he fought the church was with Balaamism. He said, I'm going to try to turn them worldly. Hey, God, I come to tell you today, if the church lasts another 20 years, I wonder if we're going to find faith upon the earth. I wonder if we're going to find holiness upon the earth. God, give us a church that won't turn worldly.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
How's the church turn worldly? This is everything I've preached to you thus far.
That's right.
Yes.
We start listening to worldly music.
That's right.
Right.
Sir.
We start listening to country.
That's right.
Come Western on. Rock.
Come on down.
Start listening to whatever this worldly Christian, you know that? They got gospel rap.
Oh, yeah.
There's an old fellow come in here one day. It's been several years ago, Brother Earl.
Bless you,
old fellow come in here and he had a CD. Said he wanted to sell some CDs. I said, man, I try my best to be nice to people. I really did. I said, I don't know you, pal. Come here, sell CDs. He said, I'm a gospel rap singer. I said, great God, we don't sing gospel rap around here. We don't sing gospel rap around here. Hey, amen. You better find somewhere else to sell your music. Hey, God, you better find somewhere else to sell your CDs. If I could just get them to, amen, listen to that worldly music. If I could just get them involved in Hollywood. If I could just steal their eyes away to the ways of this world. Come on. Hey, God, if I could just get the women to start wearing pants underneath their skirts, it'll be all right. Hey, God, I come to tell you, amen, hey, our grandpas, amen, our grandfathers would roll over in their graves. I never seen such a generation where we wear our skirts to our knees or above our knees, and we wear, amen, pants underneath them. Now, Mary, which way you gonna leave? Which way you gonna live? Hey, as for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. I come to challenge some of you dads. You're the spiritual leader of your house. Find an altar and pray through. Hey, God, and say, we're gonna live for God.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
Help us, Lord.
Yes.
Are we ready for baptism?
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
God said that whosoever will be a friend of this world is the enemy of God.
Right.
Surely Satan does not mean that we're to despise the people of this world. We're to hate the world and everything that's in the world. Brother Daniel.
Jesus even told him, he said, if you can't hate your mother and your father and your jobs and your land and all that stuff, so you mean Jesus said I got to hate my mom and dad? What he meant was, you got to love me so much.
As love for your family is minute compared to your love for me.
That's right.
Woo! I tell Michelle all the time, and I'll tell any of you other ladies. Amen. If you ain't got time to pray, you ain't got time to read the Word of God, I'll tell you what you better do. You better put the sweeper down.
Amen.
You better let the dishes pile up.
Amen.
Come on. You better let the house get dirty if that's what
Amen.
It takes.
Amen.
Find you an altar and find your Bible. Amen. And seek the Lord and read the Word of God. Oh! That's how we has grown up on. That's how we has raised. That's how Pentecost started in this country. Amen. Old-fashioned moms praying through. Old-fashioned dads praying through. Raising our kids up with the fear and the admonition of the Lord. We better get back to that. Amen.
That's not.
Oh, God. Worldliness. Worldliness.
Yes, Lord.
We are to be in the world, but we're not of the world.
That's right.
Listen, the Christian must be in the world. We can't let the world get in us.
Bless you, God. You're right, brother.
A ship is a beautiful thing in the water.
Bless you, Lord.
Me and Brother George got up there on that water. I've never seen such houses up there on that lake. I mean, melting million dollar homes built on that Lake St. Clair up there. We seen boats up there, I mean mega boats. I mean, they got yachts up there. That one yacht we looked at, it was a beautiful yacht, sister. Donnie, perhaps her name, had a raging freeze. Great God. Woo, started calling Sister Daniel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But anyway, when I looked that up, I said, well, George, what a boat like that cost, a brand new, I can't remember, $2.5 to $3 million for a boat like that, big boat. Them boats are beautiful when they're on the water. Amen. Praise God. But you let some water get in that boat, and it's not very beautiful. A boat was meant to be on the water, amen, and not in the water. Thank God, a Christian was meant to be in the world, but not the world. Amen. Come on! I said, that's what a Christian is. We're like a boat sailing along. We're in the world, but we're not out the world. We're in the world, but the world can't get in us. Come on! That's how God designed to reach the world, with the child of God, with the Christian that lives a holy life. But we can't let the world get in us.
Amen.
That's Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Vance Havner tells us that we can't sing "I'm going home by the way of the cross" unless we also sing "Then I will bid farewell to the ways of this world."
Yes.
How you going to go to heaven by the way of the cross if you don't bid farewell to this world? Hallelujah. You can't stand beneath the cross of Jesus unless you're content to let the world go by.
That's right.
Goodbye, world. Goodbye.
Thank you, Lord. Woo,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
Amen. I'm trying to tell you that you can't be a real Christian and a Balaamite all at the same time.
Right.
And that's what happened down in Pergamos. It was such a sinful city. It was such a wicked place that some of the Christians was being pulled by the world, and they were trying to live in the world, and they was trying to live in the church. And Jesus said, I'm coming with a sword, and I'm going to come after you. Hey, I come to tell you, you can't live in the world and in the church at the same time. You can't straddle the fence, amen, and try to pull the wool over the preacher's eyes. Try to pull the wool over your family's eyes. Oh, no! You can't live a life like that. Hey, God, you're going to end up in the flames of hell one day.
Yes, God.
Amen.
I'm about done here.
Bless him, Lord.
So now we got to get to the Nicolaitans. The doctor of the Nicolaitans church history, amen, does not necessarily list this group, but it comes from the word which means to rule, and the word which means the people. Evidently, there was people inside of that Pergamos church that was trying to take rule. Amen. Great God, who had gotten into the church and had some selfish ambitions.
Bless you.
They were trying to set up some kind of hierarchy system so that they could rule the church. Amen. Great God in heaven. Amen. Much like the amen Catholic Church does today. Oh, there's a hierarchy. You got the Pope. Oh, yes. Then you got the cardinals. Then you got the bishop. Then you got the priest. There's a hierarchy system. Before you can ever get to God, you got to go to the priest. And the priest has to go to the bishop. And the bishop has to go to the cardinal. And the cardinal has to go to the Pope. God said that ain't the way it works. Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. I'm glad I don't got to shake a bishop's hand. I'm glad I don't have to go down to a Catholic priest and tell him my sin. Oh no, he can't do nothing about it. But I can go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he'll hear me when I cry.
Yes, sir.
Christ is the head of the church.
Right.
Yes, he is.
Woo! The Bible should contain, the Bible and is enough to contain the rules that are necessary for the church and the Holy Ghost, which is to guide the people. I don't need a bishop telling me what to do. I don't need a pope. I don't need cardinals, Brother Daniel.
No.
We need the Holy Ghost to lead us.
Amen.
Right.
Woo!
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. Amen. And the Word of God. This Word of God right here is enough to get you to heaven. You believe that?
Right.
I said it's enough to get you to heaven. I'm just about done.
Yes, come on.
The pastor is the overseer. The deacons are to be servants of the church, and every individual Christian is to have direct access to God. That's why when Jesus Christ died, Bible said the veil of the temple was rent in twain. Even in the Old Testament, they had to go to the priest, and the priest had to go in the Holy of Holies in there where God dwelt. Yeah. Right. But when Jesus died, that veil was rent in twain. Right. And they could look all the way in there to the Holy. Right. Jesus said, no longer do you got to depend on somebody else. You have direct access to the Father himself. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad that you have direct access to the Father himself? Hallelujah. Great God, you must purge the church of those who follow these two doctrines. Amen. Those Nicolaitans, amen, those Balaamites, great God, Jesus said, I'm coming with a sharp sword to get them out. All they're going to do is create destruction in the church, amen.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Lastly, I'm done. He gives us, talks to us about the future. He said, repent or else I will come upon thee quickly, and I will fight against thee with a sword out of my mouth. Here we see him coming to judge. He doesn't say that he's going to harm those Christians, but only those who are not living like they should.
Oh my.
I wonder when the Lord really comes back, how many Balaamites and how many Nicolaitans we actually have living in the church.
Oh God.
Lots and lots.
They used to aggravate my Uncle Larry all the time. He'd get out in town and people would really ridicule him and they'd say, Stevens, you and that bunch down there, you back by church, you're down there, said, y'all believe y'all the only ones going to heaven. Well, they thought they was getting under his skin, Brother George. You got to know my Uncle Larry. He knew how to get under your skin. He said, sometimes I wonder if some of them's going, he said. Lord help us, God.
Yes, sir.
Help
your way.
Amen. Then yes. Help us, Jesus. Only you can answer that question. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Only you can answer that question. Oh, yes. Amen. For only you know how you're living. Only you know the secrets of your heart. Great God, only you know your motives and your desires. There were two groups in the Pergamus church which Christ would fight against, those who were mixed up with the world and those, great God in heaven, amen, who wanted to lord over God's people. He would treat the same group in our church today the same way. Amen. Great God, in closing, Jesus makes two promises to those who overcome. First, here it is. I'm done. He will give to them to eat of the hidden manna. Amen. Great God, which was the food given to Israel in the wilderness. The psalmist David said it was angel food. This manna was a type of Christ. All that he is, all that he means is hidden to the carnal man. I love this. Jesus said, if you'll overcome worldliness, if you'll overcome all that the world has, I've got, not only did he say manna, but I've got hidden manna. Hey, God, stand with me in this house. He said, if you'll learn to live right, separate yourself from the world. Great God, thus saith the Lord. Hey, come on, touch not, taste not. But he said, to come out from among them. And he said, if you live a sanctified, dedicated life, I've got some hidden manna. Hey, I've got some hidden manna. I've got some angel food. I got some bread out of heaven that I give to you to eat. I've got hidden manna.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
That's to those that have overcome and poured out of sin, lived a sanctified, dedicated life. Let me tell you something. If you ain't sanctified, you need to be sanctified.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's a thing for walking this. Yeah, I need to be saved, yes. That's the first step. You got to be saved. You can go further and get sanctified.
That's right.
And then once you're sanctified, you lose all those desires from this old world. God separates you. Then you're a fit vessel to be filled with the baptism.
Amen.
Yes. Right,
oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Then he promised, I'm done, to give them a white stone. In ancient times, this white stone meant several things. First, it meant acquittal. When a man was tried by the court and he was proven innocent, the jury would lay down a white stone.
Yeah,
to signify that the man had been acquitted of his crime. And this man went to certain cities. All he had to do was show a white stone. He had privileges to stay in certain places because of that white stone. Then the white stone was also used to gain hospitality. Amen. Just like a credit card is today. Then the white stone was used for friendship. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The white stone break in half, and Brother Tommy get half, and I get half. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
It proved our friendship to one another. Jesus said, I'm going to give you a white stone. I got one side of it, you got two.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know about you today, Brother Daniel.
Thank you, Lord.
We're living right in the seed of Satan. But I come to tell you to live right in the seed of Satan. You can live right in downtown Pergamos. There was a church right in the midst of that sinful city. Jesus said, I commend some of those that are being faithful. You've held the faith, but I have somewhat against you because some of you, amen, are taking up the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Hallelujah. Great God, separate yourself from the world. Amen. And when you get separated from the world, don't try to be a lord over God's word. Amen. Don't try to be a lord over God's work. Amen. But let God's word, amen, and God's word be in God's hands.
Thank you, Lord.
Who'll be the first one to get this order?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Give the Lord my best.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Sanctified,
I praise you. I worship you, mighty God.
Come on, Jesus.
Father, Lord, I thank you. I praise you, mighty God.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessed word that's been preached here tonight, oh God.
Come on.
Surely, Lord, we're living.